Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Today we're looking at a new challenge in Ranelagh that split neighbours over the Metrolink project. Some residents say the area can't cope with the disruption, while others just want the long-promised metro built once and for all. So what should the government do about local objections to the Metrolink? Well, Dee is on the line. Dee, is it a case of not in my backyard?
I think, like, to a certain degree, it is. It's something that can be just, like, at this rate, with the amount of, like, congestion in and around the city centre, and even now, you know, we're this last week, there's just been constant complaints on social media about, like, the traffic disruptions, how, like, there was, like, a crash with the Lewis and a bus there, like, last night or the night before, and that just put roadblocks, like, everywhere. And that's just one, like, that was one thing that caused disruptions, like, almost all over Dublin. So something like this, something like the Metrolink and stuff, like, that's been long overdue, mm-hmm. as everyone is very much aware of that, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely essential. Like, when you think about flying into any major capital city, it's mm-hmm. fairly unusual not to be able to jump on some kind of rail system into that city. That's exactly what this is, just in case anyone isn't aware. It's a link from Dublin Airport all the way through Dublin North in particular into Stephen's Green and onto Ranelagh, which would be the suggested terminus of it. So there's residents of Dartmouth Square, 20 of them, in the last hours, I think, on Monday evening, got together and objected or put in a last minute legal application. So they lodged an application for a judicial review of the €9.5 billion project. It's set to be heard on the 1st of December. The Transport Infrastructure Ireland, that's TII, regrets the inevitable delay that will follow. So this is the terminus. It's planned for nearby Charlemont. And the argument is that the streets nearby are already small and already congested. And this terminus would create enormous issues for the local community. Now, we do have other residents. This is from an article in the Journal today, I believe, who are saying, get on with it. It will add huge value to the houses, which are already hugely valuable in that particular location of leafy Ranelagh. But get on with it. It'll be a huge asset. So, you've got different arguments going on, both probably putting forward, valid points. Hazel Chew, Green Party spokesperson for public expenditure and Dublin City Green Councillor. Do you agree with the objections, Hazel? Do you live in Ranelagh?
Listen, I don't. Firstly, I do live in Ranelagh. Secondly, I don't agree with the objections. But thirdly, which is very important, they have every right to take a judicial review. Mm-hmm. So this is part of our democratic system. This is part of our planning process where judicial reviews can be taken to look at the legality of something granted. So the residents here are looking for the legality of the railway order that's been granted. So it's not about that part. It's about public infrastructure, though. And I've been pushing this project for quite a while, mainly because spokesperson for public expenditure, we need big infrastructure projects. And yesterday, I don't know if your listeners know, but yesterday there was the sectorial investment plan for transport that was announced under the National Development Plan Review, which scraps the 2-to-1 ratio of spending in favour of public transport that we had put in when we were in government. This means that the government is again favouring more road building projects over public transport. And what they have delayed is the shovel ready projects like Dart Plus Southwest and Lewis Fingless. And now we have this issue with the Metro as well, which again puts to everyone in the capital and not just within the capital how this government does not favour public transport projects. Okay. It favours roads, so which is causing
that's one
much
issue,
more congestion.
But in terms of what the residents of Ranelagh have an issue with, and particularly the houses on Dartmouth Square West, is the laneway behind the houses. Is that right, Hazel?
That is part of the judicial review at the moment, so that we need to see during the courts now. From what I saw from the submissions during the planning process, that was one of the issues brought up, and other people have brought up issues in the area. But equally, to your first listener's point, there were people who were supportive of it as well. This is, again, things that went through planning, and now there's a JR to look at the legality of it. Mm-hmm. But it's up to, like, my point here is it's up to the government also to emphasise how important government and government representatives to emphasise how important these public infrastructure projects are. So, and how we do need to put in proper investment and proper resources into
Yeah, and I think we all know that and agree with that. But I mean, this is something that's been proposed since 2000. So, you know, we're talking about this for 25 years already, and the completed build most likely won't be until 2035, even if work starts next year. So, you know, this is a long-running, very important project.
It's a long-running and disheartening at this stage that it's been so long in the making. And we pushed it along further than anyone else in the last couple of years. And now we have this roadblock as well. And when I say people need to get behind it, it's like, again, it's not at the residents who are exercising their democratic right. What I would like to see is more public representatives say, listen, we need more projects like this. Because even during the submission stage of the planning process, there were public reps going out against these projects. So, and that in itself automatically makes people think, well, you know, if they're a public representative and they're saying it's bad as well, let's drill into that. But Ombor Panola, Commissioner Panola, now that it's called, did approve this project. It was only approved a month, about 5 weeks ago at this stage, and they went through various stages. This is why we have a planning process in place, and they went through all the various submissions and they approved this project. And for our part now, it's to go through this JR, hopefully it'll be quick, and then come out the other end and be ready to move ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it will be nothing new to have to throw money at the problem for this country. I mean, we've seen motorways and road links cutting into people's gardens, and you have to pay them a certain amount for that inconvenience. So that could be a possible outcome here, Hazel, could it?
CPOs could be. Now, again, I don't want to prejudice any legal sorry, I'm trying to write the word. It's going to be in front of the courts next week, starting from next week, I think.
First
so
of December.
I don't want to prejudice anything when it's in it going in front of the courts. But these things, there's always options. And I guess for my part and a lot of Dubliners that have been in touch is that what is the government going to do in relation to ensuring that this project goes ahead, but also concerns of the people who have raised the concerns that they are being pacified as well.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, and they're actually saying what I was thinking earlier on, I've nothing to do with Dartmouth Square, but clearly the terminus should be at St Stephen's Green. Joe O'Reilly is on the line. Do you think people should be allowed to object and hold up big projects like this, Joe?
Should. That's going to be a huge disruptive to Dartmouth Square, a leafy little historical suburb like that. People don't realise the magnitude of that project. A 9.5 billion project. And to call people rebels that are concerned about where they live, that's ridiculous, that is. I mean, that is a huge, massive project. I remember when the Paul Tunnel went in, Fairview Park was a building site for years, and so is Top Collins Avenue.
Yeah.
It's going to be
so you don't live there, Joe, but you can understand the inconvenience and the disruption of a project of this scale.
Absolutely. 9.5 billion project, and you don't think that's going to interfere with the running of Ranelagh itself? Of course it will. Small, little, narrow streets, trucks going up and down, building work going up and down, building machinery going up and down. Of course it will.
Yeah, I mean, the residents have already said, and I mean, I wouldn't disagree with this either. They've argued that the streets nearby are small and they're already congested. I mean, we all know you inch along in the traffic in Ranelagh.
Yeah, two buses can barely get by with the traffic furniture that's already in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you're talking about massive trucks bringing huge machinery in there to dig holes. As I remember, the machinery that went into the port tunnel was huge of this. That's a huge, massive undertaking. And for anyone to think that that's not going to be is delusional.
Yeah.
And for anyone to call people rebels that are concerned about where they live and the property, go and live there then and try it.
Yeah.
Go and live there.
So you're very understanding of the 20 residents who've got together?
Absolutely. Of course, they've every right to be concerned about their houses and their homes. They paid for their houses and their homes. And them houses are not cheap out there.
No, they're certainly not.
A place.
No.
You know, and it's, you know, historically protected. And why shouldn't they be concerned?
Yeah.
That's going on for, that'll go on for about 10 years.
Well, that's what they say. It will. It'll start this year and it will go on until 2035 to a completion date.
There you go. 10 years. Well, does anybody forget Fairview? Does anybody forget, you know, when the M50 was being built? I remember them building sites went on for years, it did. The city, I don't think you ever recovered from it.
Yeah, and I think whatever the timeline is, you can extend out from that naturally, you know, because it's very unusual for things to actually run on time in this country. Someone else says, Anna, we've become a nation of Mayfainers. It's all about me and what affects me. That's John in Limerick. Labour Party Whip and Fine Gael East TD, Duncan Smith is on the line. Duncan, what's your take on these objections?
I'm very disappointed that they've gone in. They are going to cause undue delay, even if they are dealt with expeditiously, going to cause an undue delay to a transformational project that is needed throughout Dublin. And to think that inconvenience in terms of the construction of this project is limited to, I don't even want to say Dartmouth Square, because it's at the back of Dartmouth Square. It's a laneway which actually can be accessed, you know, from the canal. It's not impacting, you know, there's no land acquisition or anything like that. But it will be an inconvenience. But it's going to be an inconvenience in Swords, where open spaces and playing pitches are going to be impacted. Glasnevin, the city centre, because we're building a much-needed transformational project that's going to tackle the congestion that we have. You mentioned we inch along in traffic in Ranelagh. You inch along in traffic in Swords in the morning and in Ballymun and in Glasnevin and Fisborough and all through that M1 corridor. This is long overdue. And I'm really disappointed that there's a judicial review. We've other communities that are going to be inconvenienced and the city will be inconvenienced, because when you're building transport projects, it is an inconvenience. We saw that with the Lewis. We saw that with the Lewis Cross City. But I will say about both those, and where we do actually have a good record in this country, contrary to children's hospitals, for example, we actually have a good record of bringing transport projects in on time and under budget, or ahead of time, as we did with Lewis Cross City. We have a world leader in terms of Sean Sweeney as project director who's coming in. So it's set up to be delivered as professionally as possible. But this judicial review will add cost, will extend congestion in Dublin, will increase the poor air quality because of the cars stuck in said congestion, and ultimately will stall investment in Dublin. And even at this stage, I would ask and request and plea that the people who put this judicial review in the interest of Dublin, that they would withdraw it.
Well, it's 20 applicants and one company lodged the application. The residents of Dartmouth Square, along with one business. But Duncan, can I suggest that the residents of Collins Avenue or Griffith Park or anyone in Glasnevin, they could object as well.
But the residents there did object and make submissions through the public consultation, which was extensive. This iteration of Metrolink was first launched in 2018. It had gone through multiple rounds of public consultation. We had an oral hearing over weeks in the Gresham Hotel 2 years ago. I was the only TD to actually attend that. A number of councillors did as well. I spoke out unequivocally. And the communities of Swords, the communities, they engaged, they made submissions, they paid money to planning experts to help them make their submissions. They engaged with the process and progress was made and alterations were made and changes were made as well at the back of Dartmouth Square, where at one point there may have had to have been land acquisition, and I understand that that's now not the case, and it's just going to be access to a laneway at the back of the square. So an awful lot of communities up and down the length of this much-needed, much-proposed line have engaged with this public consultation, which has been extensive, and it's a credit to TII that it has been that extensive, as much as it has been frustrating.
So, Duncan, can I ask you, is it because it was so late on Monday evening that they left it to the last hour? Is that the part that frustrates you?
It's one of the parts that frustrates me. But the main part that frustrates me is the fact that it's gone in and that this is going to add an undue delay. Like, we could be on the ground in 2027, which is just over a year away. And it's still going to take years to build. But once we start building, I can see a momentum towards getting it done in as expeditiously a manner as possible. This is going to delay and it's going to add cost. And that cost will be met by the public purse, by taxpayers, by ordinary people in Dublin. And I think that's the tragedy.
Okay.
We need this project. We can't continue to live in the most congested city in Europe when it comes to traffic.
And I don't think anyone would underestimate the importance of it. That's Duncan Smith. Thank you indeed, Duncan, for chatting to us on that. Joe O'Reilly and Hazel Chu as well. Thank you for your contributions. Ireland is already 50 years behind what should be expected of a capital city, says one of our texters. Spoilers from Ranelagh shouldn't get to set us back even further into the Stone Age.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.